B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, out at training camp. Ashburn, VA, holding it down. Only technically, how many days between now and Friday, Brian?
Why you asking dumb questions like that?
What's the answer?
It's 2 days.
So there are there 2 days left of training camp or three?
When is training camp over?
Friday.
Okay. It's 3 days including a day.
Okay. I'm telling you, it's not as easy. Because you've already answered it two different ways.
No.
Two and three.
You say how many days until Friday. It's 2 days. But how many days left of training camp? You got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Austin Mock's going to join us at noon. Also, left hand up, false start by me. I saw a tweet from Hogs Haven that I looked at. Mike Renner writes for CBS, said that the Commanders tried to work out and sign this guy Nick Bellor, who was a Pro Bowl special teamer, but they couldn't agree to terms. So yeah. Nobody was signed.
They got rid of two people, Ben Nickel.
Keandre.
And Keandre Jones, and they signed two more people.
Yep. I can give you the names. But I definitely wanted – I listened to this last night on Instagram, I think. I want B to hear Tom Brady talking about the game now. Pretty interesting. Let it ride, Landfill.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program, you're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately like in Michigan. For me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years, I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason in training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level, so they're just going to teach them where they're at.
Brian.
Tom Brady played what year? And the game today is not drop back. Tom Brady, most of his career, didn't play drop back. The game, the offense he learned at Michigan is not the damn offense he ran at New England. He ran more of a pro-style offense the whole time he was in New England, where everything was in the shotgun. And it was quick passes. That's not what Michigan ran. Michigan was running the ball, and then they would throw off of that with play action passes. So I don't think they're dumbing down the game, because some of these offenses are way more complicated than they were when he got in the league.
I agree.
I think it's
Shanahan, McVay.
But it's depending on the person.
McDaniel, they're not dumbing anything down.
Some quarterbacks are ready. A lot of them aren't, but Tom knew if he was coming out of college right now and they told him he couldn't play because he was a rookie, he'll lose his damn mind. With the mindset he has and had, there's no damn way he wouldn't want to play. So, I mean, let's not make it to like when you came in the league, he was ready to go. He wasn't ready to go.
I hear that. And one, I have a question, but I want to get to my point first. It's a little old man yelling at clouds to me. Like, these kids don't have it as hard as we had it. You know, like, that's just how it comes across to me. Yes, there may be more make one read and go kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think if you want to say, like, the true air raid in college football, like what Big 12 offenses and speeding everything up, like, maybe that has dumbed things down a little bit. But I find that hard to believe. I think defenses have really advanced. Like, there is hardly a secondary in the NFL at this stage that runs like Tampa 2 anymore, mm-hmm. or quarters. Everything is all about adjusting, depending. Like, They've gotten used to the mesh routes and the option routes, and now they also have options in their coverages that have made this significantly different than what it looked like 10 years ago.
I would ask Tom, how many quarterbacks from Michigan were able to come into the league and do what he did? Since they taught him everything in Michigan, okay? Tom Brady, you took your time and your effort and made it a way of life. Every quarterback doesn't do that. I don't give a damn what they're taught in college.
Sure.
Okay? Jaden Daniels seemed to be on the same path as Tom Brady was, where I'm going to do everything I can do to make sure I can be ready for it. Every quarterback that went to Michigan didn't walk out and had success in his league now. So for him to make that comment, it would have to be more than you, Tom, that did what you did or had anywhere close to what he did. But they weren't.
And he's not wrong. If you want to talk about like how college football has changed dramatically, mm-hmm. sure. Because I mean, DJ Ungalele is now on his third team in 3 years. True. Like some of that has changed for sure. And there's not as much player development.
He's talking about going to the next level. But let's be real. That has nothing to do with the dumbing down. It has a lot to do with the coaches trying to present their offense, their schemes as the end all be all. Instead of developing players.
All right. Now, I want to let the boys in the aquarium react to Brady. Do you agree with that assessment at all, Landfill?
Not really. I think it's kind of a little bit weird. One of the things that I've noticed is I think that guys, quarterbacks coming into the league have more success kind of soon in the league, first of all. So, I don't know. If they dumbed the game down, it seems like that was a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, McVay kind of did that with Goff when he was trying to get him to go fast so he could stay in his headset a little.
And he took him to a Super Bowl, didn't he?
Right.
What is more prevalent today than it was when Tom came out? 7-on-7 passing leads.
Sure.
What does the league do more now than it did when Tom got here? They throw the damn ball, don't they?
A lot more.
So that you're not dumbing it down. The players, the guys are coming into the league more proficient and better at passing than they were back in the day.
One other question I had. I believe Brady's comments came at this Fanatics Fest during an interview with Stephen A. Smith. Listening to those comments, did it seem like Brady was talking kind of weird, kind of like with an accent, like he was kind of trying to talk like Stephen A.?
I don't know.
Lavelle, did it seem like Brady was kind of talking with an accent? Like something seemed weird. Maybe I'm crazy.
I think there was just an echo.
Okay. There you have it. The roster moves Brian mentioned. Yesterday, the Commanders released Keandre Jones, local kid, I think a good council kid, and Ben Nickel. I think Jones dealing with a little bit of an injury. They signed Kendall Brooks and Chappelle Russell. Russell's a linebacker. Brooks is a safety. When you get this close to roster cuts, I don't know that a guy like Jones comes back to the team, maybe as a practice squatter next week. We shall find out. Here's the other thing we're going to find out. All of a sudden, we're seeing some real, real down projections for the Commanders. Let's talk to one of the guys that wrote them. Nobody go anywhere.